Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll give you all the details on this guy, but why beat around the bush? The Steelers draft Troy Fatanu, 20th overall tackle out of Washington. And I give the pick an A. We had Mulsey come on here yesterday. A minus. Why the minus? Because you like Demaryius Mims? For the players available on the board at 20 for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they got the guy I would have drafted. And all the marks from around the league, from all the draft nicks, all the national people, they're giving the Steelers mostly an A grade.
Yeah.
So I'm going A. What about you, Doran?
I'm going A. And a lot of, talking heads out there and the mock drafters out there, they had this guy, at least in the top 10. I mean, I know he had a high grade. And he fell to the Steelers, fell right in their lap. And, the Steelers were – see, I give it an A, but I probably would have given most picks at that time an A because I feel like the Steelers were set up in a good spot, whether it was Fatanu, whether it was Mims, whether it was, Brian Thomas Jr., whoever they picked at 20, I felt like the way the draft board shook out yet last night that the Steelers were in a good spot. So, I mean, I like this guy. We're going to break it down, full form, but – I definitely give it an A. I don't know where the minus would come from. I can't even give you a reason why that somebody like Mueller would give it a minus.
We love you, Mulsey, but come on, it's an A. It's an A pick.
Yeah.
It's absolutely an A pick. There are some people out there who look at Troy Fatanu and say he profiles as a guard because he's short. Get the heck out of here. Troy Fatanu said in this draft process, if you think I'm playing inside because I'm short, that's lazy analysis. You pick one flaw, one minute flaw, and you let that change what position you think this guy's going to play in the NFL. The Washington offensive line won the award last year as the best offensive line in college football. He started every one of their games at left tackle, the most important and prominent position on the offensive line. He was third team
All-American.
All-American from one All-American to another, Doran. He's played over 2,000 snaps at tackle, 29 starts. My man's a tackle. His arms, Doran, are a quarter of an inch shorter than Broderick Jones. That's it. No one had any concerns about Broderick Jones playing tackle because Broderick Jones is tall. This guy's not tall, but isn't arm length more important?
Absolutely.
So you can even sell me on, he could scoot inside and there's position flexibility. That would only make me want to grade this thing an A+. This could be, and we'll get into this in a second, this could be your left tackle of the future, or this could be your right tackle of the future. But you got bookends now that hopefully can grow, and maybe Russell Wilson's your quarterback, maybe Justin Fields is your quarterback, maybe another guy will be their quarterback at some point, but you've now set up a foundation for whomever your quarterback is to have both sides blocked up. I can't dislike it at all. And in fact, I wanted them to take a tackle the whole way. I mean, from our first ever look at a mock draft up until last night, I said it makes the most sense based on how this draft is going to unfold. If you need a tackle, and they did, you take one in the first round, and they did. I love it. I love it. And you talk then about, and you hear Tomlin and Khan talk about the mindset, the work ethic, how much this guy loves football. He checks every box. And for you Yinzers out there who are looking for some Steelers porn, he grew up a huge Troy Polamalu fan, and he grew up a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. What else could you need?
Yeah, this is, I mean, if you're worried about the height, just look at the feet. That's what you got to look at with tackles. And we talked the last 2 weeks about needs and wants, and, you know, brought this back up last night a little bit, and I was like, okay, like, there are actual needs for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then there's wants. And I felt like the Steelers were telling us at a time, maybe like around last week and midweek, was the tackle position is a want. Like, it's not a need because we have Dan Moore Jr. You were like, this is an absolute need. You've said that all along. This is a need. They need to upgrade that spot. And they did. And that's what they told us. They told us that last night, that it was more of a need than a want. And, you know, this guy does enhance that unit. He is, you know, he's a no-nonsense. And like you said, he has versatility too. And we kind of made the comparison of this is the opposite of what the generational talent that was put out there and Graham Barton was going to be. Like, Graham Barton was going to be a center. He has versatility, but you're not going to move your center to play other positions. This guy, you could move him to play other positions if somebody does get hurt. And if he's playing tackle, he could play left tackle, he could play right tackle, he could play right guard, left guard. I mean, he could do it all. So this is it really is a hell of a pick. And it goes into, okay, now it's time, you know, not now, but after the draft, after, you know, on Sunday, Mike Tomlin and, you know, the Steelers coaching staff and Meyer, the offensive line coach, they need to figure out what they're going to do with Broderick Jones first.
Yes.
Like, that is the first, I think, you know, order of business. Is he a right tackle, or are we going to put him at left tackle?
This is not
Broderick Jones, not.
I know. And this is not a great place for talk radio. You know, you want to have an opinion set in stone, and you want to defend it until the end of time, right? I will die on this hill. If people want to call up today at 412-928-9370 and say, play Troy Fatanu at the position that he has excelled at, left tackle, and play Broderick Jones at the position he was very good at last year, right tackle, I think I'm okay with that. If you want Broderick Jones, who I believed was drafted as a left tackle, to play left tackle and Troy Fatanu to play right tackle, I think I'm okay with that too. Because the what happened here is that Dan Moore Jr. gets relegated to your swing tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Dan Moore Jr. can have a long NFL career as a swing tackle. I think there's a chance Dan Moore Jr. could be a guard. I think Dan Moore Jr.'s got a good head on his shoulders, and everything I've heard about the guy is he's a nice man. I don't need him as my starting left tackle. I don't need him as my starting right tackle. But I think when he's a free agent at the end of next year, he's not going to break the bank. He could be here for a long time, and he could be a backup swing offensive lineman. The Steelers now have depth at offensive line in a way that they haven't in a long time. They still need a center, and we will get to that.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
But I love everything about this pick, man. Would you start Broderick Jones at left, or would you start Fatanu at left?
I'd start Broderick Jones at left.
Okay.
That's his more natural position. And I look at it like this, and just this is just in a vacuum. I look at Fatanu more of as a hardy player, if that makes sense, and a guy that's more of a run guy and that can hold up the front edge. And I look at Broderick Jones as the athletic guy. I mean, watching film of him whenever he was in Georgia pulling and, you know, running on screens, like, you want that guy and his feet and the way he operates. You want that guy protecting your blind side whenever you're going against Myles Garrett and have to, like, shuffle inside real quick and move your feet. I mean, he has feet probably as good as mine. And he has feet like he's a 240-pound guy. Not saying that Fatanu doesn't, but I think when I think of Fatanu, he's like, okay, like, I'm front side. Like, I'm the physical offensive tackle. Like, I'm going to get your front side, and then you have the athletic guy on the backside. So I would adhere to Broderick Jones moving back to his natural position and let Fatanu stay in front.
And I get blindside and all that. In today's league, they're going to find the matchups, defensive coordinators, that they want. They're going to take advantage of the guys they think they can take advantage of. Left and right doesn't matter as much as it used to, I don't think. I mean, just think about T.J. Watt.
Mm-hmm.
He comes off, he's battling against right tackles every time he goes out there, and the Steelers rarely move him around. So I don't think if the Steelers decided to do it one way or the other, people should be all that upset. To your point, PFF had Fa'atanu at an 88 pass blocking grade last year, one of the best in all of college football. And then his run blocking grade wasn't elite, but it still was above average. So he's a better pass protector right now than he is a run blocker. One thing I also read on him, Dorn, sorry to cut you off there, he gets out on screens and he gets out in space.
You got two guys that can do that on both sides now. So it really doesn't matter. It doesn't. Now that you kind of break it down like that with his pass blocking grade and their run blocking being above average, and you got guys that can move, they have good feet, as I keep saying, and getting out on screens and being able to pull, do those things. Like, you got that on both sides. It doesn't really matter. Does it? I mean, does it really matter? Like, it may matter for Broderick Jones or Fa'atanu, like, they may feel more comfortable, but, you know, at the end of the day, like, okay, throw it up in the air and let's go play. Throw it up in the air. What they really have done, though, is created, and you just said this, you alluded to it, is created versatile depth. I mean, you look at Fa'atanu and what he can do. You look at Broderick Jones, they could play both sides. They could play left or right. Then you look at Nate Herbig, he could play right guard, left guard, center. You look at Daniels, he could play right guard, left guard, center. You look at Spencer Anderson, he could play center, guard, tackle.
And he's friends with Russell Wilson and Ciara. They went to the Penguin game together.
They're friends together. And then you look at Dan Moore Jr., who could possibly play guard and right tackle and left tackle. Like, you have a nice mix and match. And Doug said this a little bit yesterday. You hope to get that mix and matching going in OTAs and in training camp to see which one does work the best. And then now you know that, you know, if somebody does go down, you will be set at this point, really, where we stand.
And think of where they were just a couple of years ago.
Right.
I mean, they had ignored this for so long in the first round, the offensive line, and now back-to-back drafts, they go with a first-round offensive lineman.
Can't hate it.
What's up, man? Yeah. What's up, Andy Weidel? Let's build in the trenches, baby. Thank you very much. Tweeter, Fa'atanu. Fa'atanu, people are saying. Not Fa'atanu. Look, I am not the guy that's going to get all the names right.
Wrong.
I am not the guy we need to talk pronunciation with, okay? Because I could get it right 100 out of 100 times. The next time I could get it terribly wrong. So we know we like the player. Fa'atanu.
We'd have come up with a nickname for him. Like, remember?
Let's
like,
just call him.
Like Fu Matumafa, we call him Fu.
Let's just call him Troy.
Troy.
We really like Troy. Is he going to start right away?
Yes.
You sure about that?
Pretty sure.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. More sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
This is not a project. Mm-mm. If it was Amarius Mims, he does not start day one.
If it was Broderick Jones, he only had 19 games.
Right.
This guy's played a lot of football.
Amarius Mims is a super talent, and he gets drafted by the Bengals 18th overall. Broderick Jones was a super talent. This guy, you're right, has played less football, Amarius Mims, than Broderick Jones. And Broderick Jones, it took a while before he was inserted into the starting lineup. We're talking about a guy that played at tackle, 2,000 snaps and 29 starts. This is a plug-and-play guy. And it was reported by Jerry Dulac, who got fed the generational thing on Graham Barton. It was reported by Dulac a couple of days ago that they are looking at Broderick Jones as their left tackle. Like, almost regardless of what happened in the draft, they were looking at Broderick Jones as their left tackle. I don't think that they're putting something like that out there, because it's not, that's not smoke screening. That's not sexy enough.
No.
I don't think they're putting that out there if that's not the way that they're feeling. And that means that Dan Moore Jr. would have been your right tackle. Well, if you were going to demote him, quote unquote, to right tackle, well, now why wouldn't you just go with your, why wouldn't you go with your 20th overall pick? I'm actually bullish on it, too, that they're going to start him from day one.
But another question, if Mims was still there and Fa'atanu was still there, who do they take?
I think there is a chance, this is just me talking, that Amarius Mims winds up being an all-pro guy. He's got that kind of talent.
I agree.
But Fa'atanu,
sure thing.
Did I get it? He's able to go right away. And the more I've thought about it, man, it's not like you got Mike Munchak. And I'm not going to sit here and poo on Pat Meyer or anything like that, but if you had Mike Munchak to mold the clay, I would have, if both guys were there, taken Mims. But you don't have that. So take the guy that's plug and play, the guy that needs less coaching.
Yep, it's very well put.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.